know, counting the years is too heartbreaking, but here we are again with another anniversary. And anniversaries are usually good things in my books, but in this case it's not. Of the disappearance of Natalie Holloway and how the Yoruban government continues to obstruct and to prevent any sort of justice being served. I've said on this program many times to many different guests over the years that justice is served in many different ways, and all that we can hope for is that Natalie Holloway will eventually be able to be brought home and laid to rest with her family where she belongs. Natalie is in a much better place than all of us. She is certainly in a much better place than those who allegedly took her life. And we know that eventually those that have or are responsible for taking Natalie from this earth will answer to a higher power, whether that's a court in Aruba, some of us will consider and will always consider that to be a joke, or to the ultimate higher power, and that too shall come. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.